Next is an excerpt of a Prabhupada Nectar reading recorded in May of 1998.
Hare Krishna. Let's read another one now. This is called His Special Use of Language. Srila Prabhupada sometimes used the English language in special ways. His disciples didn't consider his usage awkward or mistaken, but they appreciated it in a transcendental way. Now, I must admit that I sometimes have had trouble with this, because Prabhupada did use English as a second language, and grammatically speaking, he was faulty in his expressions in almost every sentence. He's not speaking his mother tongue. I recently heard my godbrother Jai Deutsch Maharaj acknowledge this in a nice way, without in the slightest diminishing Prabhupada. So he was saying that Prabhupada may not have used English as well as another speaker. And then he went on to say, or he may not have been the greatest literary artist, or he may not have had the most smooth speaking voice, but what Prabhupada did have, this was complete faith in his spiritual master and carrying out his order. He surrendered himself completely, and therefore his words, his activities were so potent, empowered, that he spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So actually, it doesn't hurt us to admit that Prabhupada's English is, materially speaking, imperfect, because it rather shines more on the fact that what does come through that language is not just by ornamentation or correctness, but it's the sound vibration of truth and of a pure devotee. And therefore we responded and overlooked the other thing. Now we overlook it to such a degree, with so much gratefulness for what he's giving, so much love for him, that we begin to even like the way he says things in error. Now that this would be hard for anyone to share unless they love Prabhupada, but we love Prabhupada, so we'll do it. Hridayananda Das Goswami writes as follows, quote, Srila Prabhupada was completely Krishna conscious, and from the material point of view he was very brilliant. He was trained in British schools, so his English was brilliant. He would say so many humorous things like stalwart demon. The British are very expert in the use of language, and Prabhupada was trained in the English system, so he had a very good English vocabulary. Anyone who reads his book will be struck by the brilliant use of English. So he's arguing just the opposite that I was saying. I was admitting the faulty usage. And here he's saying, which is also true, that Prabhupada had large words in his vocabulary, which even his disciples who spoke American or English or British English, which they didn't have. He was such a scholar. So there's also that argument to be made. Srila Prabhupada's main English editor was his disciple Jaya Dwarta Swami. He writes, in regard to Prabhupada's unique use of words, he would sometimes use words in very unusual ways. Often he would use words very precisely, although in an unusual way that was not consistent with the usual current usage. Sometimes I would look in a dictionary to find an appropriate synonym, but upon looking up the word Prabhupada used, I would find that because of its etymology, it was actually the perfect word to convey the meaning that Prabhupada intended. Another thing that Prabhupada would do would be to pronounce words in such a way as to give them a special meaning. For example, Prabhupada would say ignorance as ignorance, and it would seem to give special meaning to the word because our ignorance was due to ignoring Krishna. Other times Prabhupada would just pronounce words in a way that was logical, but not according to correct usage. He would say infinite and infinitesimal. And devotees always took special pleasure in these peculiarities of Prabhupada's speech, even to the point of adopting them in their own lectures. And of course, devotees have universally accepted Prabhupada's pronunciation of devotees rather than devotees. When Prabhupada would say something, the impression would be very memorable, so that the devotees would try to reproduce or convey that spiritual potency by sometimes using something Srila Prabhupada's language exactly as he used it. Some examples now I have in this. Prabhupada's disciple, Gargamuni, was the first treasurer of ISKCON, and he was inclined to business and money-making. Prabhupada used to call him Gargamuni. Seeing Kirtananda's efficiency in cooking, Srila Prabhupada called him Kitchen Ananda. Sometimes Prabhupada invented his own words. To describe the pastimes of Krishna, he said, pastimious activities of the Lord. In his first apartment in San Francisco, Prabhupada once observed a bread truck passing in the street below. "Simply delicious" was painted in large letters on the bread truck. Srila Prabhupada laughed and said, "Simply dangerous. Death is always standing behind us and waiting." "Mystic means misty," he said. "Our concept of Krishna is not misty, it is very clear. Krishna comes and delivers Bhagavad Gita, and he says, 'This is the way I am.' So we must understand properly, like Arjuna understood." One time, while visiting Germany, Srila Prabhupada had a long talk with his disciples, Hayagriva, who was an English professor, and Shivananda. They discussed different uses of the English language. Prabhupada especially liked the word sin. They looked up the word in a dictionary and saw that sin comes from the German absunder, which means to be broken away from. The word sinned is the German word for sin. It is a derivative of the word absunder. Prabhupada liked that definition, that the ultimate sin is to be broken away from God. In Hawaii, when he saw surfers riding waves, he said that they would take birth as fish in their next lives because they were becoming so absorbed in thinking how to swim and play in the waves. In his morning class, Prabhupada referred to the surfers as sea sufferers. "Krishna consciousness is autocracy," he said. "There is no democracy. I call it demon crazy." Actually, demon crazy. A bunch of demons get together. What good can they do? When Srila Prabhupada's disciples drove him to different places in the USA, he often remarked, "What a foolish civilization we were living in." Commenting on the cars whizzing up and down the highway, Prabhupada laughed and referred to it as neckbreak civilization. So actually, this is a sign of a literary artist who uses words in new ways instead of the same old way. He just changes it around. He breaks tradition, and eventually tradition starts following him. And I saw this in the beginning, and I appreciated Prabhupada in that way to quite an extreme degree. I didn't even want to change his writing or edit it. But I saw that, or I was convinced by other editors in ISKCON, that people wouldn't accept Prabhupada. It had to be more scholarly. But still, that argument can be made. At least we can relish his innovations to the English language. In 1975 in Berkeley, Prabhupada was showing Parikshit Das's new painting of baby Krishna carrying Nanda Maharaj's shoes on his head. Prabhupada liked the painting very much. "Just see how Krishna is serving his devotee just like a little child," Prabhupada said. He also pointed out that Parikshit had not spoiled the painting by putting big, big hairs, whereas Jodharani always puts big, big hairs. Woman is very fond of big, big hairs. One of the devotees then took a copy of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya from the bookshelf, showing Srila Prabhupada the cover painting of the Panchatattva. The devotee said, "Srila Prabhupada, what about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Generally we paint him with long hair." Prabhupada began to joke. "Yes," he replied, "Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a hippie. Therefore he has come to save you." The devotees began to laugh at Prabhupada's humor, but because Srila Prabhupada's Bengali inflection added a slight SH to save, no one was positive whether Prabhupada was saying save or shave. Srila Prabhupada immediately noticed this. He was chuckling and repeated, "Yes, he has come to save you and shave you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to save you and shave you." When Prabhupada's cook served him an unusually heavy breakfast, including rasa gula and sandesh, Prabhupada remarked, "This is breakfast? No, this is break head." When Prabhupada first came to Chicago's O'Hare Airport, he quipped, "Just add the Krishna there, then it will be O'Hare Krishna Airport. Ask them to change it." Hare Krishna. "Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for speaking the way you did. Let me never become a fault finder, think I know better than my guru how to use this English language, which is actually not a transcendental language until you spoke it, until you wrote in it and gave us the wonderful Bhaktivedanta purports. They may be edited for some smooth reading, but let us remember, and when we hear you speak, let us love whatever you say and the way you say it. Let us be like you are towards your Guru Maharaj and say, 'Guru Maharaj is perfect. He doesn't make any mistake. That's the way he does it.' We won't imitate you, but neither will we desert you or ever be ashamed of you. This is my prayer, to be a real Prabhupada follower and relish how Prabhupada does everything that he does, how he teaches us to love Krishna, and how Krishna will love us because we're Prabhupada's followers, and I can't think of any other qualification that we have, except the qualifications we've gained by serving Krishna's pure devotee. Namo Maha Bharanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschata Deshatarane.